Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 465 for Wednesday, July 8th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were up Wednesday morning, recovering from overnight losses as a turn higher in the Chicago soy complex provided support. Canola was up $2 to $4, the November contract up $2.30 at $526.20 per ton. Fund long liquidation had sent canola prices down by over $10 per ton overnight. Improving weather forecasts for Western Canada and the U.S. Midwest were also bearish. However, there are still more than enough concerns over declining production prospects to keep some premiums in the futures. That production uncertainty was also keeping commercials in the market while limiting farmer selling. Continued weakness in the Canadian dollar, which has dropped sharply relative to its U.S. counterpart in recent days, also helped lend some support to canola. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were both higher while wheat was steady, with the biggest gains in beans. The U.S. grains and oilseeds had also originally moved lower overnight, with improving Midwestern forecasts and the widespread global economic concerns behind some of the selling pressure. However, some support was uncovered to the downside and values turned higher in all three commodities. Soybeans were up 5 to 12 cents, the November contract up 9 at $9.95 per bushel. While the nearby weather forecasts are showing some improvement, there will still likely be about 1 million acres or more soybeans unseeded in the U.S. this year due to excess moisture. The USDA releases production estimates on Friday, and positioning ahead of that report was another feature. For corn, prices were up 2 to 4 cents, the September contract up 4 at $4.27 per bushel. Ideas that yields will be down on the year did help underpin the corn market as traders adjust positions ahead of Friday's report. For wheat, prices were within a penny of unchanged, the September contract in Chicago down a quarter cent at $5.85 per bushel. While U.S. farmers are making better harvest progress, there are still plenty of concerns with wheat crops elsewhere in the world, including Canada and Russia. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, July 8th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.